into the sanctuary for this time. I cannot wait to introduce someone to all of you who will be bringing the word to us today. And he is one of our young people, part of the underground. He attends the Farmersville Church of God with Pastor Taylor. And he's a young man who's been with us for about 2 years now and has been exploring a potential call into pastoral ministry. And we've been working our hardest to get him engaged with all the programs that we have within the national ministries to just be able to grow and flourish. And I just have to say, watching this young man grow in Christ has been just amazing. And seeing how God has been transforming his life each and every week. I mean, it's like every week there's something new inside of him. And I just want to introduce you to Ethan. And let us pray for him. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Ethan, and we thank you for the transformation of his heart that you have worked out in his life. Lord, that you have brought him here for just a time as this. God, bring your spirit and power, and help us to have attentive ears to hear what it is you are saying in and through him this day, as he teaches us how it is that we disconnect from this world and reconnect with you. Lord, we thank you for Ethan, and we thank you for the work that you're doing in his life. Help him to just be at peace as he comes to us with your word. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello? Okay. So, thank you, Pastor Brandon. As Christians, right, we need to focus less on this world, correct? But as the world becomes easier, we have more and more distractions. Like, for the younger folks, it's our phones, you know? And, there's this social media, which is a big issue for us because we waste our time scrolling. And I mean, I do it all the time, and I that's something I need to give up to the Lord, right? So, but it's just idolism. That's what it is. We're idolizing our phones. We're putting our phones before God when we need to put God before our phones, right? So why should we disconnect? Well, the reason why we should disconnect is because, like I said, it's idolism. And if you could, like, be on your phone for 30 minutes or talk to your friends for 30 minutes but can't pray, worship God, read your Bible for only 5, then you're putting that before God. In Romans, Paul talks about this. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. That was Romans 1:21-23. So we're followers, so we're the wise, right? But if we're putting our phones before God, and we know that that's wrong, but we're still doing it. Another reason why we should disconnect from the world is because it's junk. It's just, that's all the world is junk and garbage. And, you know, for social media, for instance, for us young people, we can scroll for 10 minutes and not remember a single thing we watched in that entire 10 minutes. And that's, we're wasting our time with garbage and junk. In Galatians 6:7-8, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life." Us being on our phones or gossiping or, you know, just not being with God is only pleasing the flesh. It's not pleasing the Spirit. Now, how do we please the Spirit? Well, easy. We read, we pray, we read our Bible, we pray, and we worship. And then one last reason why we should disconnect from the world is how emotionally draining it is. The world will tear you down while God will raise you up. Walk with the wise and become wise, for companions of fools suffer harm. living in the world, we only become friends with fools. We don't become friends with wise. And then we need to walk with fellow believers, not foolish people who don't know what they're talking about. Now, how do we connect? Well, God is a jealous God. He does not want you to put anything before him. And sometimes we put our phones, our friends, our family, our pets before him. So how do we reconnect with him? Well, here are a few things you can do in order to put the world behind and put God first. Option one, fast. In the Bible, God tells us to fast. And most people think fasting is food related, but it's not. You can fast from the world, right? You could stop. If you're putting something before God, you need to fast from that and put God first. That could be for, again, us young people, video games, or for everybody, TV. And if you're putting that before God, it's an addiction and it's an idol. And, one of my friends at school is doing a full social media fast, right? And after a week of doing that fast, he doesn't even feel the urge to be on social media. So my grandpa one time told me that in the brain, right, after 30 days, it becomes a routine. So every morning you get up and read your Bible. For the first 30 days, it may be hard, but after that, it becomes a routine, and it feels so natural that you can just do it, right? So in Isaiah 58:6, it says, "Is not this the fast that I chose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke?" If we fast from the world, we are loosening the bounds of wickedness. We are no longer, if we focus more on God before the world, we sin less, and we focus more on God. Now, option two is to use whatever we are putting before God for God, right? So like social media, for instance, spread the gospel on social media or in your friend groups or your family. Spread the word to your family or your friends, specifically those who don't know God, and plant that seed in their life. And the Bible, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of age." Matthew 28:19-20. It also talks about spreading the gospel in Mark. "And he said to them, go into the world and proclaim the gospel to all the whole creation." Mark 16:15. Finally, Paul also talks about it in Romans. "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." Romans 10:14-15. When you're on social media with your friends, specifically the ones that don't know Christ, how are they to know Christ if nobody's telling them about Christ? As family, we should spread the word to our family and plant that seed in their life so that they have a better chance of coming to Christ. And then option three is just fully quitting whatever you're putting before God. This option is the hardest one, because with the fast you could you're just stop putting that before God, right? So if it's not an issue for you and you are and you're doing it, but you can still put God first, then really there's nothing wrong with that, unless it's of course something bad. But like if you're fully quitting it, you have no intention to coming back, or as my friend told me, how a dog goes back to eating his vomit. You have no intention to doing that. And now, the main reason for doing this one is that your mindset just completely changes. Instead of you're having the things that you're putting before God to tear you down, you're putting God first always, forever, right? Which is what we should all do. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but wise, making the best use of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is." Ephesians 5:15-17. God wants us to spend more time with him, not idols. "You shall have no other God before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. That is Exodus 23, verse 3-6. Now, God loves us, right? We all know that. And we say we love him, but why aren't we showing it? Why are we putting the other things of the world before God, like social media, family, friend groups? And, you know, that's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants us to be distracted so he can strike, right? And, well, we're making it easy for him by putting other things before God. We shouldn't be hypocrites. We shouldn't say that we love God and we're Christians, but we're gossiping with the gossipers. We're sinning with the sinners, right? We should tell them that that's wrong, and I don't believe we should do that. And so we should show that we love God, correct? I went a little faster. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you, God, for letting us all be here today. Lord, hopefully the message I got from you will help somebody here, Lord. All glories to you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.